Hello, I'm Tinky Pringle. First started out in radio, early 80s, and then I moved on to television to read news on SABC. Then I went across to Mnet to be the first woman presenter on Supersport, and that was a big deal because it was so chauvinistic. I can't wait to narrate your next Solid Gold audiobook. I'm going to now read from the Guernsey Literature and Potato Peel Pie Society. Dear Sydney, Susan Scott is a wonder. We sold over 40 copies of the book, which was very pleasant, but much more thrilling from my standpoint was the food. Susan managed to get hold of ration coupons for icing sugar and real eggs for the meringue. If all her literary luncheons are going to achieve these heights, I won't mind touring the country. Do you suppose a lavish bonus would spur her on to butter? Let's try it. You may deduct the money from my royalties. Being an ex-Rhodesian, this is very close to my heart. It's called When a Crocodile Eats the Sun, and it's by Peter Godwin. My father is now more than an hour late. We sit on a mossy stone bench under a giant fig tree waiting for him. We finished the little Chinese thermos of coffee that my mother prepared and the sandwiches. Tapera looks up. The motion pleats the base of his shaven skull into an accordion of glistening brown flesh. At last, he says, he is arrived. The car, long and low and sinister, glides slowly towards us. Only the black roof visible above the reef of elephant grass. It passes us and then backs up into position. Keith jumps out of the passenger side. Sorry we're late, he says. We were stopped at a police roadblock up on Rotten Row. They wanted to check inside. Can you believe it? Thank you for listening to my samples. I'm Tinky Pringle, and I look forward to turning your words into an audiobook so you can be heard.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.